Good morning, everyone, church family. It's truly an honor to preach to you today. Today is the feast day of St. Martin of Porres, our patron saint. Amen. You know, my thoughts about St. Martin of Porres is my own faith journey, as well as our own. St. Martin of Porres, as a child, endured a lot of racism. He endured a lot of pain, a lot of rejection. He endured hunger, but he loved the Lord. He endured all things, physical and mental, spiritual things, but he loved the Lord.
Yes.
It was the Lord who brought him to that place where he is now, seated at the heavenly banquet table. As for all of our journey, we have to go that same route to endure racism, prejudice, bias, the rejection of even your skin color.
My Lord.
But God is good.
All the time.
And he is good all the time because we have him walking with us in faith, just as St. Martin did. And on his journey of life, with him having that goal of wanting to serve people, the will of the Father is in him. He is a template for all of us, of what he endured, of what people thought of him, and in this day, what people think of us as Christians. As we follow the will of God, as we persevere through the challenges that we all have in all of our lives because of our skin color, God is always there with us. So I remember one time when I was being ordained, I was in the formation. And regardless of all the studies, regardless of all the things we had to remember, in order to find Christ through those teachings, I didn't find it because I was so anguished about passing. I was so anguished about responses in class. I was focused on people looking at me and saying, is he true to the faith? Now, it wasn't a black-white thing. It was a conscious thing. And the one thing that I can remember all through formation and even at the Basilica of St. Peter and Paul was, I wasn't worthy. Now that's a heavy burden to have when you do 7 years. Why would somebody have that kind of thinking? It's because we're not worthy to receive Christ. It's the seat next to the honor seat that I was trying to achieve. Not just head knowledge, but faith knowledge. And St. Martin, he endured that daily. He endured all that. So I can understand and focus on how he endured all things, just as the scripture says, you're supposed to endure all things because he is with you. But during that time, he was in prayer. When he was judged by his skin color, he was in prayer. When he was rejected for who he was and what he thought, well, what people was thinking that he could achieve, he was in prayer. He never lost that connection with Christ. He never was disconnected because of what he went through, but he was still serving people. He was still trying to heal the sick. And he was always trying to be just like Christ. He had a goal, just as we all have a goal, because we're not finished yet. The Lord is not finished with us yet. And to think about St. Martin, that he sits in that heavenly banquet, in the honor seat next to Christ, we should always have that goal of being like Christ. And that should never stop, no matter how old we are, no matter how much education we have. We should never, ever stop seeking and knowing about Christ. You know, I wrote a reflection, and it came close to my heart because I was trying to remember every little detail that I went through, because that's the step that Christ took with me. And what I wrote in it was, we have to be persistent. We have to know Christ in an intimate an intimate way. And we also have to bring people with us. And we also have to focus on fellowship and sharing our faith journey to be stronger. Because when you have Christ, you can't keep him bottled up.
Come on.
You gotta pop him like a cork and let him flow.
Yes.
And that's the glory and the grace that God's give to us. When we know the Father's will, when you have Christ in you, and when you want to share him, even to deaf ears, it should be power.
Come on, man. Come on.
And it's always power. It's how you handle it. People with power. People with power in our government need the Lord.
Yes.
Christ needs to come right through there and straighten all that mess up.
Amen.
But we have to keep government in prayer too. Just as we have to keep each other in prayer.
Yes,
because the Lord was with St. Martin. And all the things that he went through to achieve the objective, and that's to be like Christ. And that's how we all should be. A never-ending journey to be like Christ. I put some tips in it, how to gain spiritual maturity, but it's a daily thing. It's a lifelong process of getting to know Jesus. And it's hard. It's really hard, because when you ain't up to it, you'd rather put that book down and get some rest, watch some TV. You want to give the Lord, a little time out. And it is hard, because we have free will. But if we know the Father's will, we're supposed to be persistent, and we should love him. That's why in this second reading, we have to give thanks to God in everything, for where we are, for who we talk to, and who we bring by the hand to St. Martin to experience the joy of the sacraments and the Eucharist. See Christ himself sacrificed on the altar for our precious gift of ourselves, of laying all of our problems, all of our needs, all the people that we pray for is on this altar. Because we give it to fix. So St. Martin is a staple for this community. He's a staple and a template for our heart and our faith journey. And I stand here proud to have roots in this church, because this is my church. This is your church.
Yeah.
Amen. We want the best for our church. because he is good. And how we carry ourselves means that we carry Jesus with us. We have to take him out there. We shouldn't be afraid to take him out there. We should be afraid to have that challenge to say, thus says the Lord. That's how we know scripture. In Bible study, I had everybody ask, you know, we presented everybody with that one piece of scripture that gives you strength, to keep you grounded. And everybody said what they said. And it was all good. And it was scripture related. And we fellowship with that. We grew on that because we had fellowship with each other. It strengthened our faith to go on the next day. And it felt good, the fellowship with St. Mark. And we should never lose that. We should always keep fire burning in our hearts, just as St. Martin did. You might hear a lot of stories about St. Mark, about what you read on the internet, what we read in bulletins, other pamphlets about St. Mark. But God drew him. He led St. Mark to be who he wanted to be, and that was a priest to serve people. To serve people. That's what it's all about. That's how Christ came down here. He said, I don't want my Christians lost. I'm going to send you a comforter. I want to send you someone that you can lean on. And I'm going to send him in love. And that's how Jesus Christ. He's that bridge that we need to cross to enter that heavenly banquet. And we should always keep that fire burning. No matter how low that fire get, and it does get low, it does, but we can't let it go out. Because when we let that fire goes out, the devil wins. And remember, he's already a defeated foe.
Yes.
So we have that in our hearts. But his grace is sufficient. Persevere in the scriptures, in your studies, in your prayer life. Don't let it go dry. St. Martin didn't let it go dry. He was telling officials, I want to be a priest. He was trying to get in a seminary. He was at the hospitals. He did his job till he died. And now, guess what? He's celebrating that every day with God. Amen. We have to do the same thing. As parishioners, as Christians, as followers of Christ, we cannot let our fire go down. You know, the priest, you know, it says that you shouldn't call our father or our pastor, father. And that's, I can't say that we should not, but we should, because we see God in him. We see God by the works of our priest. We know our Heavenly Father, and he understands what's going on in all our churches. But he is our Father. I will call my priest, my father, because he is, by his deeds and by his love. And we should always keep that in mind when we're on our knees. We should keep that in mind when we're celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation, because he's not alone. We're not alone. St. Martin was never alone. He always had that fire burning. And when we celebrate this second Mass at the Cathedral of St. Peter and Paul, that fire will continue to be burning. It will continue to be transcended out there in the community, out there in our lives, in our jobs, and especially our homes, because that's where the love of God dwells, in our home. So take him with you all the time. You know, when we come up here and we receive the body of Christ, we're receiving Jesus. We're receiving God himself in the flesh. So let him be a staple to Christianity and the world and everything that we're going through. Remember that Christ did it all. He did it all. So there's nothing to fear. There's only grace, and there's only beautifulness in our lives. So let's keep God persistent in our lives, in our faith journey, and in our families. Amen.
Amen.